Well, not everyone is taking the day off, including NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd, who apparently will do anything to get out of the house on a Monday morning.
Ouch.
Ouch. How are you?
I'm okay. Trust me, I don't want to be working.
I know. But until all my college is paid for.
But hey, you know, it's President's Day, and if I could be the president, I assume I should work on President's Day.
Let me ask you this. You know, there's this big stink here that's gone off about the administration leaking out information about an immigration plan, which it says that it would offer only in a circumstance where Congress fails to come up with some kind of bipartisan deal. Now, the Republicans, Marco Rubio among them, are really steaming mad about this. What is all of this happening for? I mean, weren't they going to try to do it first in Congress before the White House?
Well, this everything I've been able to report out, this was an accidental leak. If you know this White House at all, the idea that they would leak it to a newspaper that doesn't publish until 48 hours after they leaked it to them would seem like a weird place for them to leak.
Right.
If there was a purposeful leak. This was not a purposeful leak. That said, that there has been an ongoing, there are some policy people. People forget this. The executive staff, the White House staff, is hundreds of people, not tens of people. It's hundreds of people. And there are some that are frustrated that Congress is going to be focused on writing this legislation and have more input, perhaps, on immigration than they will. And so there is this somebody who apparently, from what I understand, was sort of acting on their own, thinking this would be helpful. I thought what was fascinating was how quickly the White House chief of staff said, no, that's an early draft. We're not, you know, we still, you know, this, as long as Congress keeps going, this is never going to get introduced. So I think that tells you that, yes, it's a reminder that the president has a political hammer to play if Congress doesn't make this happen. But I think ultimately this is going to be a this is going to be much ado about nothing, and you know, a month from now, as the Senate marches forward with a real plan, we'll look back on this and say, it was another story.
Chuck, on the subject of the Hagel nomination, Senator John McCain, who gave Hagel such a hard time during the hearing, is now saying that the vote will go forward, and he thinks Hagel will have the votes necessary. He apparently was a little upset at how Senator Cruz was handling things.
Look, I think you could tell McCain has been of two minds on this. I think he's bothered by how the process went, and he's also admitted that this issue with Hagel for him is personal. I mean, he said it. He talked about some of the issues that he personally had with Hagel. So, but I think he's also of the mindset that you can't do this to presidential nominees at a particular high level. I think the larger question with Hagel is how effective is he going to be? I know there are people that are very concerned about whether he can be an effective Secretary of Defense. One of the reasons why the president liked the idea of Chuck Hagel, a former Republican senator, sitting there is that this was going to be a tough time, and having somebody, a Republican, talk to Republican senators about cuts in the Defense Department and reorganizing the Defense Department, the idea was that would be one of the assets that Hagel would bring to this. I think after this process is over, it's pretty clear that Chuck Hagel's not going to have a lot of influence with Republican senators. And so the question then is, how effective can he be going forward? And you know, Hagel's got a lot to prove in the first 6 months. Look, Tim Geithner came into the Treasury very weak, too. He was a beaten-up nominee, not as bad as Hagel is, but he was a pretty beaten-up nominee. And within a year, he was able to repair that image, and he leaves as one of the most consequential and stronger Treasury Secretaries we've ever had.
What can you tell us about the Republican senator from Texas? You mentioned it before, Ted Cruz. Some are comparing him to McCarthy in his tactics and in his methodologies. Is there anything to that?
It is. U.S. senators and hyperbole are two things that go together very well. And let's just remember that. And there are senators on both sides of the aisle that participate in going over the top and trying to make an impression. Ted Cruz is somebody who clearly – I haven't seen this type of sort of hand-wringing about a senator since – he reminds me of the opening days of Rick Santorum's Senate career. A lot of people said the same team, and Santorum wasn't playing by the seniority rules, and he was making and he was sort of the first one to sort of buck this tide of, you know, first-year senators are to be seen and not heard. And, you know, he sort of paved the way for that, and Ted Cruz is sort of taking it to that next degree. I thought I thought he went over the top in his Hagel questioning when he brought in videotape and snippets like that. The man is a very, very good trial lawyer, if you will. I mean, he's argued cases in front of the Supreme Court. This is what his strength is questioning. I think he hurt himself and he hurt his credibility by what he did in the videotape and all that stuff. But the larger point of Ted Cruz is this is a man who he believes he was elected to shake things up. So he's come here to shake things up. So it's not surprising to me that you have liberals very upset with this guy, not liking him at all, but you have conservatives, sort of non-Washington conservatives, going, go, Ted, go. And I think that that's what he's hearing right now. I can tell you there's a lot of establishment Republicans who quietly are not a big fan of Cruz. But they know he's turning into a powerful political force, so they're keeping quiet.
Chuck, thanks. We're glad you're working today anyway.
Well, I appreciate it. And you guys are working. It's a normal day for you.
That's right.
I know.
You know?
We like what we do.
Well, yeah, you know what?
And I can tell you
I love my job. I'm lucky.
I know. We all
are. All right, guys.
See you later. NBC's Chuck Todd with us.